What's up, guys? This is Andrea with the Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you are listening to this podcast episode at. Such a beautiful day. Today's Friday. It is the first Friday of what is in Catholicism, and I believe a couple of other religions. Let me know which ones they are in Lenten season. And so celebrating this, having, growing up Catholic, that's been my background. And, you know, looking at all of what it means, it's just such a beautiful time. And looking at it from another perspective, I love it. I love the revival part of it. I love the rebirth. I love to see, while this transition is happening, the environment, the beauty of the trees, right? These dead, frail, dry, grayish, brownish trees, and you start to see springs of green, and you start to hear little baby chicks, and you start to see little chicks, and you start to see, you know, babies all over the place. It's just such a beautiful time. I really, really love this time for 1,001 reasons, and having it be the first Friday of this season, it holds a special place in my heart for a lot of reasons. And I hope you guys are going to enjoy your day, whether you celebrate or not. That being said, I do want to just say Happy New Year. So the idea is to, we got a wonderful couple of series coming up. These series are, we started adding series into the podcast. I want to say last couple of years. Our very first interview was actually way back, 2018, I think, when we started. So that was pretty fun. And then I kind of jumped on and I shared insights and stories and ideas. And, you know, we worked together through a lot of things. But what I found most helpful was connecting one-on-one after the recordings with people, with listeners. And I just want to say thank you so much. The testimonies that I hear that it's changed my life, or just that one nugget, that one person to believe. That's not to say, you know, you grow up and no one cares about you. No, no, no. It's just to say sometimes somebody outside of your circle may see things and just give a breath of fresh air. And that's all we need. We just need that chance. We just need that chance for someone to believe in us with no hidden agenda, right? To support us. And I'm not quite sure. I do get the country check-ins and where the listeners are at and things of that sort and some data, but I don't get your personal information. So I never really know who's listening. But I want to thank you for taking the time to listen, and I want to thank you for taking the time to follow me on social medias. If you do, all of that stuff matters. It matters in that I know this work is not, it's not going, it's not being just left there, right, in the dust, and it's not being done in vain. It's being done to actually create some change, even a little drop in this world. So I'm really, really thankful for that. You're going to love these new series. We got one. I'll give you a little sneak peek. One of them is completely in Spanish, so that'll be fun. And then the second one is going to... You're going to like that one. This is a new page, and I'm like nerve-sighted. I don't know if we discussed this, but that's the word of nervous and excited in one word. So we have created an Andreaism, and it is nerve-sighted. I'm sure someone else created it too, but super, super, super excited about that. But with all that being said, a lot of this past, I want to say a couple of years, I've gotten pretty private, and I just went inward. I went inward, and I want to say 2022 was 2021, after the passing of my mother, my biological mother, right? We were able to kind of just, I don't know what it is, but if you look at it, when people's parents die, it like releases something. It's the weirdest thing. It's like people kick into some type of gear. I have no idea what or why. But check that out in your spaces or something like that. See if you see those same results, you know? And by no means was I tied or down. No, no, no. It wasn't like that. It's the weirdest thing. But that's just an observation I had. There has to be some type of science behind that. If you know the type of science, don't forget to email me at theandreaeffect@gmail.com. I would love to hear your feedback on that. So looking at the growth of this podcast, right? 2018 is when we kicked off. And I mean, prior to that, there's been so many. And I started this with the idea of kind of navigating what it is. And podcasting now is really popular. And I like that I was in the, I would say, kind of pioneer and brink stages. I really, really like that. I really like that. For me, it makes me feel like I was a part of something bigger collectively. Not like, haha, I was here first, what not type thing. It's just like, how cool. I have the same feeling with social media. You know, social media, we do, I have an agency and the agent, I own an agency and the agency dedicates itself to social media marketing, and just general digital marketing overall for small businesses. And I own another company and that focuses more like on training and doing those types of things and a little bit more of the, on the tech side of things there for businesses that are, looking to be a little bit more self-sustainable and need training opposed to just consultation. I don't know. It's okay. It's a boring part of me. I'm just kidding. It's actually something I really love to do because guess what? I get to help again and I get to help people who really, really, love it. And if you are an entrepreneur and, you know, are inspired to, this is absolutely one of the best things in the world because you realize how powerful you really are in the sense of how much freedom you really have. And when you realize how much freedom you have, you don't take that for granted. But with great freedom comes great responsibility too. So a lot of people understandably will opt not to do it, right? They just don't feel that push. They don't feel that need. And that's okay too. That's okay. But if you do take on to that entrepreneurial venture, it's exciting. It's exciting. Nearsightedness kicks in, which is nervous and excited in one word, right? This is our word, nearsighted. So that being said, everyone's like, I had someone say, how did you become like this? And I was like, yo, what? It's a little bit rude. I'm just kidding. How did you get like this? And I was like, trauma. I don't know what to tell you. But jokes aside, I believe that I made it, and everyone has like a backstory, right? Some have it like a little rough in their world, and some have it like rough and you're like, ooh, you know, thank you for still being here because that's a heavy burden to carry every day. And so, you know, I have my own personal background. I'll share it with y'all someday when the time's right. But I think I decided at one point, no, I want to be content. I have the right to be content. And must have been sometime, I think after I had maybe sometime mid-20s, late 20s. And I was just like, this is not going to be the end of my story. And I joined a book club. What am I going to be doing during a book club, right? In my mind at that time, those were my exact words. What are you going to be joining a book club for? Ridicula. You don't fit in. Like, all those things just kept me out, and actually people have actually verbalized that. So it kind of made me say, screw it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to see what it's about. And what it was, you know, and after that, it was like joining a coaching and looking for coaching and actually joining a program and finding people who believed what I believed and like things like this podcast, right? This podcast has reached so many people and I don't have to have a sit down with you and you can listen to it whenever you want. And you have access to have a friend in this world that cares about the things that you care about, either mental health, but also the success. And it's not an and or, and it's not a work-life balance. It's a complete encapsulation of the greatness that you are. And so it's not or, it's and. I'm successful and I'm blessed and I'm kind and I'm tough and I'm healthy and I'm wealthy and I'm wise and I'm disciplined and I'm right. All of these beautiful things about yourself that are important to you. and I'm whatever, you know, you want to add to that list, go ahead and create your own. Please, I'm going to give you that homework. Create a list of 10 words and start with I am and make those statements about yourself. So on the days when you don't feel like you are those things, or you talk to somebody and they kind of zap it, but you know, they may be someone close and you got to deal with that for the time being. That you are able to look back and be like, actually, I am. Or you had a successful failure, let's call that what it is, you're right, like a lesson, and you're like, oh, you start to replay all that tape and the crud about yourself. Pull out that list, keep it in your phone, put it in your notes, email it to yourself, voice it to yourself, and play it when you need to hear it, and play it and play it and play it until you believe that. Until you believe that all the way down to your bones. Because when I look back, I'm gonna wrap up really quick, but when I look back as to how I got here to answer that one person's question, right? And I reflected on it, and I made a conscious choice to be content. I chose to be happy. Whether it was because I knew what happy looked like in my 20, you know, late 20s or early 30s. I wouldn't say probably early 30s when things started to kick in, like in that time frame, all the way up to 40s, right? And I said, I'm going to be content. Now, it's not Disneyland every day, right? If you like Disneyland, it's a reference. I don't really, you know, that's what came up top of mind. If you want that all day long, okay, that is not my truth, so I can't speak to that. But contentment is such a big variable for a lot of people. Contentment can mean a lot of things for a lot of different people. And I want you to know that it starts with the commitment of that. And it's going to start with knowing what you don't want. And I had a lot of examples of what I didn't want. I watched patterns. I watched that if you do this and do this, and this will be the cycle. I watched families reproduce exactly the same. The middle, the second, the third child would end up this way. It would end up this way. Okay, where do you break the loop at? Where do we make those changes at? How do we stop that? How do you stop being a statistic? How do you change these things? How do you break that? And it is up to you, and you have the power to do that. It's deciding that you are going to be content. And that doesn't mean you always have to constantly be doing and achieving, because that could be the opposite of that goal, right? But for me, what it was is also being in gratitude and appreciative. And that means when I didn't exactly want to, and I really wanted something and I didn't get it. Or I really wanted something to work and it didn't work. I really wanted to be this and I didn't become that thing in particular. Well, that's not quite true. I think you can always become everything you want to, right? In every phase of life. But it's making that conscious decision to be content and believing that you deserve that, because that's going to help you eliminate the things that do not fit into that truth. And over time, those things will eliminate themselves. And I think that's going to be the roughest one for a lot of people, is letting go of things that no longer serve them. And when I say things, I also mean people and habits and mindsets and narratives. And, you know, I've given up the need to explain. I want to say, I mean, I'll explain in a situation like, oh, this or this or this, but that's just called communication, right? But the need to explain or over or convince or do those things, no gracias. And absolutely not. Because, you know, having been in a lot of situations because of my background, not given the benefit of the doubt or just automatically stereotyped, you know, it's really rough. And to realize that God sees everything and he has, you know, put me in a position because he knows my heart. He knows the truth. He knows these things. I find a lot of peace and gratitude in that. And as long as I have him by my side, I'm always going to be good. This is my belief, right? Doesn't have to be yours, but it is my belief. And I pray that you find your core belief, that you make a commitment to be content, that you make an agreement with yourself of what will be and what will no longer be allowed in your life. These things matter because you are essentially confirming that you have the free will to make the decisions to create the life that you want and to be content. Whether your current situation is in a gratitude stage and it may feel a little, stagnant, or it's in growth stage and you're like, whoa, this is all I wanted, but now what? It's really busy. That also is space for you to pause and be content and say, what next? We got this. You guys absolutely got this. Thank you so much for your support if you're a lifelong listener. And don't forget to follow me on my social medias. We do got a new digital calendar out on theandreaeffect.com. If that's something you're interested in, please go check it out. It might be the type of person that likes to keep on task or write things down. I believe it does help. I love to write. I love pen and paper, but I also do the digital calendar as well. It's just a good check-in. It's a good check-in for beginners. It's a good check-in for children. It's a good check-in for, just starting a habit of something. When you have consistency, when you have vision, and when you have action, which is what is really important, doing the thing, you're going to have magic, you guys. I promise. And it's not going to be easy, but it will be worth it as long as you decide it so. So there's a lot of golden nuggets in here. Pick and choose anyone you want. So much love from my heart to yours. I hope you have an amazing week that you deserve. And take some time to bless someone today whatever way you can. And watch it come back to you as a blessing as well. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, morning or night. And thank you again for tuning in. Besitos. Bye.